What's good, football fans? Welcome back to the Fourth and Out podcast alongside my good friends Brady, Bradley, and Jeremy. My name is Josh, and we appreciate you all tuning in. Fellas, how are we doing? How are we holding up? Our fantasy teams getting dismantled, or are we surviving along here in midway part of the season here?
Fantasy teams are getting dismantled. I have good news and bad news, and this one's directed towards Sir Jeremy Becker.
I need the bad news first, always.
Well, it's not your choice. Jeremy, good news or bad news?
Bad news first, please.
The Packers stink.
That is a fact.
Good news. We don't have to talk about them today. We are not doing week 9 recap, so we don't have to worry about talking about them in the Lions game. So
that was my favorite thing about today's episode.
It is good news. So we're changing it up a little bit this week. We're going to do a little bit of a week 9 recap. We're going to do some boom players of the week. We're going to do some mid-season awards since it's week 9, kind of the halfway point. Then we're going to finish the first half with top 5 players at each position for the rest of the year. So that's going to be quite interesting to see where we're at there. And obviously, we're going to do our week 10 preview. So let's get right into the week 9 boom players of the week. Starting at the quarterback position, intentionally left off Josh Allen, who was the quarterback 2, because he did not play well, which is quite amazing that he is the quarterback 2 after a brutal week. But the quarterback 1 is none other than Jeremy's start of the week, Justin Fields. Absolutely went nuts. And the other boom player of the week was Tua, who finishes the quarterback 3. So any thoughts on the quarterback position? I'm sure the conversation is going to come around Justin Fields.
Two very different ways to get to your boom player of the week. Justin Fields really did it with his legs, 178 rushing yards, where Tua threw for over 300 yards. So two completely different ways, but that just proves what Josh continues to say, is that the rushing for a quarterback is dang near a cheat code. Like, Justin Fields threw for 123 yards and still was the quarterback 1.
This is what we thought Trey Lance was going to be, right?
Yes.
Like, going into the year, this is what I envisioned.
Has to find a way to bring it back.
I'm sorry. I'm not knocking what Justin Fields is doing, but to me, it's like, this is what we thought Trey Lance was going to be. Justin Fields, I mean, he's showing his 4.4 speed, like, in that long touchdown run.
This is a genuine question. I'm not trying to, put down. Is Justin Fields more? He's more athletic than Trey Lance, right?
He's faster.
I was gonna say the dude. he's got separation speed at the quarterback's position. That's just.
Oh yeah, he runs 4.4.
Yeah. Just an absolute bit,
and the Bears' offense is starting to look night and day better than what it used to.
Yes.
I would like to see it one more week. The Dolphins' defense is terrible.
That's atrocious.
Bad.
No question.
But any other thoughts on the quarterback position? Anyone that was missed?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head with Josh Allen. Also, Jalen Hurts did have a decent week on Thursday Night Football for being a short week. Fantasy-wise, it was okay, but he played really well.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't in this section.
He was not. week 9, boom, running backs of the week. So Joe Mixon, Kenneth Walker, Ken Walker, he's earned the right to be called Ken Walker. Travis Etienne. I'm going to leave off Austin Eckler because that's something we kind of expect from him now, is to be in that top 5 range. And then Cordero Patterson coming off of IR and making an instant impact right away. Quite amazing. That touchdown run was unbelievable.
If you didn't bring it up, I was going to just absolutely truck stick like Madden. And this guy just absolutely gets pancaked, finishes in the end zone. Just an absolutely incredible run by Patterson.
How do we feel about Ken Walker? Two late touchdowns in that game. I'm not trying to take away anything that he did.
Sounds like it.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, as far as like a I guess we'll find out if he's in your guys' top 5. So don't answer the question, I guess. Any other thoughts on the running back position?
Not for now.
Okay. The wide receiver position, kind of chalk. Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson were all the top 4. So that you're
That's
happy
about as you, chalky as it gets.
Yep. The other one I'll throw in there is Curtis Samuel. He finished as a wide receiver 5 so far.
Are we talking about that? Are we talking about that play?
We're not talking about the touchdown.
My gosh. Oh.
Josh, are you going to be okay?
No, I'm absolutely not. I was so... We're talking about this for just a minute. So for those of you who did, I'm sure everyone here knows what the play we're talking about. So Heinicke throws it into triple coverage, and there, granted, two receivers were on the, you know, behind the receiver, Curtis Samuel. But then we, there's this safety coming over.
It would have been a pick.
Easy interception. And then the ump or the referee ends up just, it looks like he, like, obviously that's not what he did, but it looks like he like seeked him out because he was trying to get out of the way, and they're doing that thing in the hall where you're like, oh, which way are you going? Oh, left, right. And they both went the same way, took him out.
It didn't even look like that. It looked like he just ran right into
it. I was trying to give him credit. It was bad. And it just stinks too, because like, if it were pass interference or something, then it's fine. Like, okay, the flag. But you can't – he's part of the field. There's nothing you can do. And it almost cost the Vikings the game. It was absolutely insane.
I just don't know why he didn't stop. But anyways, we're not talking about the refs. I think the wide receiver position might change how we draft going forward. If you look at the week in and week out output for the wide receiver position right now, it's extremely consistent. We talked about running backs. I mean, the guys that we talked about at the running back position, we really didn't give any love to Joe Mixon. After scoring 5 touchdowns, we probably should have. Congrats to Joe Mixon. But like, if those first round running backs, they're not, we didn't talk about them. Eckler obviously was good, but like, the top four were guys you drafted in the first and second round.
And I'm glad you said that, Brady, because I was going to make a note of that too. I mean, you mentioned all chalk for the wide receivers. That's really what it's been all year long. I mean, they've been the most consistent producers, far less range of outcomes with those top guys. And I think you're right. I think that will change how we draft moving forward.
Most definitely. Let's talk about the tight end position. Dallas Goedert on the Thursday night game, he went absolutely nuts, finishes the tight end one. Cole Kmet, Jeremy's my guy. What a week for Jeremy for fantasy. My goodness. And then Cade Otton got a late touchdown in the Tampa Bay, Los Angeles Rams matchup. So those are the three top performers. Not who you would expect, but also Mark Andrews hasn't played. Travis Kelce hasn't played yet. So I would suggest that there's probably going to be someone else in the top three after Sunday night.
The Bears know what they've got in Kmet. I mean, about time to be figured out.
My guys stand up, right, Jeremy?
Come on.
Joe Mixon? My guy?
We're on to tight end.
My guys were brought up. I needed to flex a little bit. Continue.
Damian Pierce, running back 10 this week.
All right. Can we get back to Kmet?
Yes. Yes.
Can we Kmet. Get back to my guy?
He caught 5 of 6 targets. I mean, honestly, you get in the end zone, you're top 6 or 7 for tight ends. So I'm not knocking Cole Kmet. He was really good. 2 touchdowns, going to get the job done. Any other thoughts on the tight end position before we go into some midseason awards?
Well, you just alluded to it, Brady. To get it like in the top 5 for tight ends, it's probably going to be catching a touchdown, right? TJ Hockenson did not catch a touchdown.
He looks spectacular.
He had 9 catches for 70 yards. And obviously they could have been like, hey, flash out what we got for this trade. But not getting in the touch into the tub and being a top 5 tight end is something noteworthy.
I agree. Yep. Let's move on to some
game off of like 6 days or 5 days, whatever it was.
Yeah, insane. Let's talk midseason awards. So we have 5 awards we're giving out. This is for the production that has happened over the first 9 weeks. So don't worry, we're not looking into the future. What has happened so far this year? So we're doing MVP, sleeper of the year, draft bust of the year, comeback player of the year, and then stream of the year. So that's got to be a quarterback or a tight end. Let's start with the most valuable player. Anybody have any nominations?
I would like to nominate, and this is kind of odd because usually this is a position that we don't really value much.
Can I pause quick? If you name a my guy, you get disqualified.
Good. So I didn't. Josh okay, Allen. He's really separated himself from the pack and just been an absolute difference maker. We already talked about it before, of just him having a bad game and still putting up insane numbers at the position. So for me, it had to be him.
I went with Nick Chubb. I think he's been a very pleasant surprise. Top 5 running back, and he was not drafted as a top 5.
This should come to no surprise. of anybody, because Bradley and I are usually always on the same wavelength. So I also had Nick Chubb. He was drafted as RB12 and has been one of the best non-quarterbacks this year. So you are getting a lot more than what you thought, especially with the late dip with the Jacoby Brissett offense. And there has been no drop off whatsoever.
So I took a different route here. I went as far as like a value classic. This guy was drafted in the fourth round. It's somebody that probably has a podcast we have not talked about enough. He's been ultra productive. So I am going with Josh Jacobs as my MVP.
He's been really good.
Had a couple bad weeks, but otherwise, I mean, he's had weeks of 30 fantasy points, 25. Like he has really popped off for somebody that we really haven't talked about. So not projecting him to be anywhere near the MVP candidate at the end of the year, but I will give him some love after the first 9 weeks. Let's move to sleeper of the year. Who do we got?
I think this one is pretty easy for me. So I'm treating this as in like the sleeper who you were not drafting very high, but has produced way beyond that value. That was Damian Pierce for me. So he's obviously, Brady just said, running back 10 right now. And he was what you're drafting him way like low RB2. Before the season, somewhere around there. So just absolutely popping from that value and just been an absolute stud and has passed the eye test with flying colors.
Let's go.
Jeremy, who's yours?
I had a different rookie running back.
We had the same person.
and it was Ken Walker. He was drafted as RB37. This is somebody that we didn't really know was going to be Penny, was going to be Ken Walker. And clearly, obviously, right away, it was not Ken Walker. Now, this is somebody that I don't think hit a lot of waiver wires. I think a lot of people kept holding on, waiting, thinking that they were going to get something by the middle of the season. And you've gotten a lot more than that. I mean, this is a guy who's, I mean, at worst, a top 10 running back moving forward. And he's consistent. They run the ball constantly. He's going to be phenomenal for your team. So now you have probably a really good wide receiver one, a pretty good running back one, and then an amazing RB2 in the grand scheme of things.
I would add, I think he did go onto waivers for some leagues. Like I think people gave up on him because Penny looked good while he was healthy.
He did.
So part of the credit has to go to Seattle and their offense. Like, I mean, they drafted two tackles that are really, really good for them to start the year. Ken Walker's unbelievable.
They knocked that draft out of the park. Like their draft class this past year has been absolutely insane. I know your boy. I know
watching Tariq Woolen against Nuke Hopkins was like, let's go, let's go. Yep. So Ken Walker was my sleeper of the year as well.
For me, I went with Amari Cooper. He is the ninth wide receiver currently in fantasy football. To be honest with you, he was on a do not draft list for me. And 4 weeks into the season, I said, nope, I'm pivoting. I need to trade for him. And I traded for him in a dynasty league nonetheless. So he's been very efficient with Jacoby Brissett. I think getting Watson back helps that even more.
I agree. I don't think we need to spend much time on the draft bust of the year because I think we all have the same one. And I would
Najee,
like to clarify.
If it's not Najee Harris, pop off.
Yep.
It's not. This one is close to my heart. It's Cole Kmet.
AJ Dillon. Oh.
What?
He was drafted in the 12th round.
I took him in every single league, and I stuck with him.
This is emotional. This is
through 2 weeks, and he scored me 0 points in every single league. This is an emotional thing. That's why we play fantasy football, because we love it, but we also hate it. At the same time, it had to be Cole Kmet for me. All right, my frustrations are out. Continue.
It's Najee Harris.
It's got it.
Your 11th round tight end.
I figured that we were all going to have Najee, so I wanted to just bring someone else up too. And I'm not Cam Akers and Allen Robinson, I thought would be in that.
Talk about AJ Dillon too.
That's a good one too.
It's not a good one.
It's to horrible. My guy. He had two rushes inside the 2 yard line. You're a dang fullback. Get in the end zone. Seriously. I tried starting him against Jeremy this week just to mess with him so he loses because of a Packers running back, and he couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it.
Are you still going to win, Brady?
We'll see. You've seen crazier things. Crazier things have happened. Comeback player of the year. Wonder if we all have the same one here as well.
It's gotta be.
Derrick Henry.
Gino. Oh, I have Derrick Henry.
I have Derrick Henry as well.
How about Josh?
Gino's not a bad answer.
But don't write back though, right? Let's go.
Good for him.
Honestly, Derrick, though.
Derrick Henry's a better answer. But you know my fit thoughts on Derrick Henry. I hate on him for some. I've had that opinion like 3 years ago, and I've just been. I can't change it now. I'm too far gone.
Please don't, because next year, if you're in on him, he's gonna actually fall off the cliff. let's talk about stream of the year. We're talking quarterbacks or we're talking tight ends. So who is somebody that most likely is out on your waiver wire or has been out on your waiver wire that you can pick up and drop? I might have cheated here. Would you guys say Tua would be a streamer?
Absolutely not.
Not anymore. Okay. He is a star. But definitely at one point.
Okay.
That probably was my similar. Yeah. I had Gerald Everett. So at one point he was very much so in that category, and he's upgraded now to being more than that. But I thought he's passed the eye test, and I think he's been an integral part of that team.
I had Daniel Jones written down. Boom and bust weeks. His rushing capability makes him a safer streamer. I started in week 7 when he had 28 fantasy points and saved me in one of my leagues when he had to stream. So I think it's probably a little bit of bias, but he's actually been pretty solid, and his lowest scoring was last week.
Bradley talked about bias. Well, mine's my start of the week from this week, who I picked up for 2 fab, and he scored me 42 points. So it's Justin Fields.
Justin
Fields is no longer a streamer.
No, he is no longer a streamer. Absolutely not.
He is not. All right. I'll say somebody else besides Tua. Kirk Cousins.
He's been great. Yeah. Really, very consistently getting you like.
He's quarterback 12 right now. Like, he just does not feel it. I don't know. It just feels weird.
He feels better or worse than that?
Worse.
He's just been consistent. He hasn't been necessarily popping off for like 32 fantasy points a given week or something.
It's fair. Top 5 rest of the year. So we're starting with the quarterback position. This is in order, by the way. So we're going to start with the honorable mention, then we'll go through 1 through 5. So, quarterback, who is your honorable mention, aka your 6th person for rest of the year?
I went with Tua.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wow. He's 7th in points per game for the quarterback position.
That's a good shout. I actually had Justin Fields.
You were surprised about Tua, but you just said Justin
Fields. I'm sipping that Kool-Aid, baby. It's all about
well, had Justin Fields as potential start of the week.
I know. It's already written on that.
It's canceled. I'm not doing that anymore. Jeremy, who's your honorable mention?
Mine is Kyler.
Okay. Mine is Joe Burrow.
He's been better than I think we thought he would be before the season.
For sure.
His rushing's been good.
QB3 on the year. He's my 5th. Oh, I'll just segue into the. To mine, he's my 5th.
Why don't you do 5 through 1 just so we don't confuse our listeners?
Yeah, that's a better.
So I had Joe Burrow at 5. My 4th quarterback for the rest of the season is Lamar Jackson. 3rd is Jalen Hurts. 2nd is Patrick Mahomes. And 1st is Josh Allen.
I bet we see a lot of similarities.
A lot of similarities. I had Kyler 5, Mahomes 4, Lamar 3. Jalen Hurts 2 and Josh Allen 1.
Sipping the Kool-Aid.
Patrick Mahomes isn't on here?
He's 4.
Oh, he's 4.
He's at 4.
How about you, J-Bax?
Mine is basically Bradley's except for a different number 5. My number 5 is Tua.
Okay.
My number 4 then is Lamar, then Hurts, then Mahomes, then Josh Allen.
So I went 5 as Kyler. 4 is Lamar, 3 is Hurts, 2 is Mahomes, 1 is Josh Allen.
Respect. This is where we're gonna vary quite a bit.
I'm interested to know who your guys' honorable mention is.
Go ahead, Joshua.
I have Alvin Kamara as my honorable mention.
That's good.
I like.
he too is my honorable mention.
Go ahead, Bradley.
Okay. With honorable mention, I have Travis Etienne.
Honorable mention is Damian Pierce.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
He was a running back 10 this week, didn't catch a pass, and did not get in the end zone. And they played the number one team in the league. What else do you want from him? He was unbelievable.
I want him to get be on a better offense so he can have more opportunities to get in the top.
He had 26 or 27 carries. What do you...
If you want me to repeat my answer, I'll do it. I want to.
I know better the Texans
offense to have more.
You don't got to tell me.
Wait, could you repeat that part that you just said? The last part.
I know the Texans suck. You don't got to tell me.
Oh, okay. I just wanted a forgiven listener. I just wanted to make sure that was crystal clear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. let's talk top five. Damian Pierce is my honorable mention. Who's starting us off?
I can go through mine first. So I had Mixon at 5, Nick Chubb at 4, Derrick Henry 3, Austin Eckler 2, CMC 1.
We have a wide range difference.
I like my list.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'll go. Okay. Yeah, Jeremy, go ahead.
So my number 5 is Nick Chubb. Number 4, Derrick Henry. Number 3, Saquon Barkley. Number 2, Christian McCaffrey. Number 1, Austin Eckler.
It's here, Bradley.
Okay. I have Barkley at 5, Chubb at 4, Derrick Henry at 3, Austin Eckler at 2, and CMC at 1.
I have Dalvin Cook at 5, Christian McCaffrey at 4, Saquon Barkley at 3, Derrick Henry at 2, and Austin Eckler at 1.
So we all like Eckler.
Yeah.
I do not have
Nick Chubb.
So you have Nick Chubb behind Damian Pierce.
Yep. Deshaun Watson's coming back. He's a rushing quarterback.
Brady.
Fine.
I'm sticking to my guns here, boys. No, I appreciate it, but I'm curious your rationale for Cook 5. I just feel like he has a ton of competition and Madison's going to be eaten into his. And
absolutely not.
Not necessarily in the running back, but especially with the addition to Hockenson with, you know, like Thielen and JJ and Hockenson. And I just feel like there's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah, freeze him up even more. He can be more efficient. He's still going to touch the ball 20 times a game, give or take 3 to 4. That's what I think.
I respect that.
Let's talk wide receivers.
This is going to be really similar.
Who's our honorable mention?
AJ Brown.
I have Debo.
Mine was AJ Brown.
I have Jalen Waddle.
Wow. I like it.
He was on the short list for me.
For sure.
Let's go 5-1. Josh, start us off.
So I have AJ Brown 5.
Oh,
I have Jay Jettas 4. Stephon Diggs 3. Cooper Kupp 2. Tyreek 1.
I have a different list.
I have DeAndre Hopkins at 5. I have Stephon Diggs at 4, Cooper Kupp at 3, Justin Jefferson at 2, and Tyreek Hill at 1.
I go Devontae Adams at 5, Cooper Kupp at 4, Tyreek Hill at 3, Stephon Diggs at 2, and Jay Jettas at 1.
Appreciate that, Jeremy.
So at 5, I have wide receiver 61. At 4, I have Cooper Kupp. 3, I have Justin Jefferson. 2, I have Tyreek Hill. And at number 1, I have Stephon Diggs.
It's respectable. I feel like those first 4 are in a tier of themselves of Tyreek, Cooper Kupp, Stephon Diggs, and Justin Jefferson.
Hopkins is in that tier.
I disagree with that, obviously. But I...
Hopkins, what do you guys think? In that tier.
Say again?
Hopkins is in that tier.
Jeremy?
I mean, I technically would have him at number 7, but I understand why you guys say that.
Okay. Let's talk tight ends. Who's our honorable mention?
I have Zach Ertz.
As do I.
As do I.
I do not, but maybe I should switch it. No. I have David Njoku. I know he's injured, but he's going to be coming back. That offense is going to be better with Watson. He's been really, really good.
Isn't he coming back in like week 13? Watson?
Ooh. Yeah. We're talking about rest of the year, so that's still
four. Right, I know, but like rest of the year, yeah, from now, like that's not.
Don't question my judgment.
I'm going to question your judgment. That's what I'm here for.
Five to one. Josh, start us off.
So I have TJ Hockenson, 5, prisoner of the moment, Josh. Dallas Goedert, 4. Kittle, 3. Andrews, 2. Kelsey, 1.
Hey, Kittle's on there twice.
When you're that good.
Yeah. It's because he's got that add-on on his helmet. That's why he's on there twice.
Okay, I'll go next. Kittle at 5 for me. I have David Njoku at 4. I have Dallas Goedert at 3, Mark Andrews at 2, and Isaiah Likely at 1. No,
Travis. I also have TJ Hockenson at 5, George Kittle at 4, Dallas Goedert at 3, Mark Andrews at 2, and Kelsey at 1.
We have the same exact list, Jeremy. It is all systems go for TJ Hockenson. He looked good.
Dallas Goedert has been a very pleasant surprise. I think
he's been great.
It goes Kelsey Andrews for me, and then there's a tier break, but I think Goedert is in his own tier. He is quite consistent.
Interesting. So you'd rather have Goedert than Kittle rest of the year?
I would, yes.
Me too.
Same.
My honorable mention. So my 7th person is Kyle Pitts, if you guys were wondering. So, thought we should pull one out for him.
I'm surprised he wasn't your draft bust.
So
he can't absolutely not.
You should so, be. Obviously, I think it's kind of so. This is like just for redraft, but I'm curious of what you think with because we brought him up of Pitts's dynasty value. If you had a first this year, next year, would you flip them for Pitts? Do you think that's too much, not enough? Where do you guys sit on that?
What did you say? Sorry.
A first this year and a first next year. What would you rather have?
First for Kyle Pitts in a heartbeat.
Same.
That's what I.
Interesting.
And what about he probably at the beginning of the year he probably could have gone for 3 ones.
Give me Kate Otten for Kyle Pitts dynasty. I'm kidding.
I cannot sit here for this slander. Didn't he drop one today though?
He had a game winner, though. That's all they're going to remember.
Sure. No, I'm talking about Kyle Pitts, not Kate Otten.
Oh,
I don't think Kyle Pitts got – they lost, didn't they?
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
All good. Any other thoughts on week 9 or even top 5s? Did we miss anybody?
Go trade for Tyreek Hill if you can. I would sell a high-end RB2 and a mid wide receiver 2 for him.
Oh, absolutely.
He is so good.
Say if you had Hopkins, what would you need to add to get Tyreek Hill? Oh, man. AJ Dillon?
That is not a high-end.
I know.
That's interesting.
DeAndre Swift?
I'd take Swift and Hopkins every single day of the week.
Why? Why would you take Swift? What has he done?
Nothing.
He had like 3 carries today.
I'm talking specifically for my team. I played AJ Dillon today. It was between him and Kenyon Drake. I don't want to hear it. Okay. I'm sick of it.
Anyways. Really quick. Deonta Foreman and Hopkins or Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
Deonta Foreman sucked today, so I'm kind of eating my words.
Are you going to be a prisoner of the moment now?
Well, I still take Deonta Foreman over Najee Harris rest of the year.
I would too. God,
that's depressing.
I mean, there are a lot of players that I would take over Najee.
That is a long list.
I forget. Maybe you guys sent that video. The video of him catching the pass and needed to go two or three.
That was so bad.
And was just dancing.
He just needed 3 yards. Just put your shoulder into the guy and get 3 yards. And he's just like doing the Cupid shuffle over here behind the line of scrimmage. Like.
Not good. We like Najee, though. But on that note, we are going to take a break, come back, and do Week 10 preview.
Hi, guys. This is Jeremy Becker from the 4th and a Mile podcast. Just wanted to thank you guys for tuning in and remind you to follow us on Twitter at 4th and a Mile Pod. That's 4th and a Mile Pod. Thanks, guys. And now back to the sports.
We are back into the Fourth and a Mile podcast. Talking week 10 preview, we are going to go into our waivers. So we'll do our normal top five and our honorable mention. So let's get with the honorable mention first before we move into our waiver targets.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if he is eligible if in your eyes, but I had James Robinson just because he was down a lot this year and he ended up getting the trade, had a pretty good fantasy day. So I do think he's going to get slowly be the lead back there for the Jets. So I had James Robinson.
So we know what he's doing for stash or trash, boys.
100%.
It's a stash.
It is a stash.
Okay, good. Noted. I got to sway my opinion.
Yep.
Jeremy, who did you have for your honorable mention?
Mine was Zay Jones. He's a receiver that's been pretty consistent. I think if you're hurt by any injuries or, need somebody to slide in there, I think he's somebody that you could count on to get you somewhere around 9 to 10 points in the PBR league.
What I'll say for my honorable mention, I think this week is a little bit more down on waivers, and I think part of the
reason it
wasn't a very injury-riddled week 9, which is good. I think that's great. My honorable mention is Van Jefferson. If you look at the stats this week, he had a big old goose egg. He did have 5 targets. 2 or 3 of those were above 40 yards. He was a deep threat. He connects on one of those, and he's into the streamable category. I think he's getting healthy. He was a piece last year. I think he could be someone for a sleeper.
Yeah, my honorable mention, somebody that Jeremy mentioned last week, but had a bye, Greg Dulcich. Wow. Greg Dulcich. Whatever his name is. Tight end.
Dulcich?
I kept saying Dulcich. The tight end for the Denver Broncos.
Greg D.
We've all been there.
Greg D.
I just want to make our listeners aware, I am the best with pronouncing names out of the four of us. So
check the tape.
It's not me. I mean, it's not me.
Checker's terrible. Njoku.
Saquon.
Yep. Okay, number 5.
Jeremy, my guy for me, Cole Kmet is my 5th.
It's a great week for Cole. Come on. Mine was a different tight end, Kadon.
Mine was a different tight end, Noah Fant.
I went with a wide receiver that's probably coming back in the next couple weeks, Treylon Burks.
Ooh.
Probably really like waivers. Him, huh?
I don't, but waivers are a little slim this week, though. Number 4.
Number 4, I had Kenneth Gainwell. Again, slim waivers, but he did produce, at the running back position. It's a really high-powered offense. If you can get, some passing game work from that, I think that's something that is attainable.
So has he produced enough to be Kenny Gainwell? So here's what we get.
That's a great
next
question.
Week, if Ken Walker stinks, he goes back to Kenny Walker. Let's just call it what it is.
Yep. So Ken, it's Kenneth, Kenny, you're really good. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. So Ken is you've Kenny? Ascended. He is Kenny right now. Yes. If he has another good game, he's Ken.
I would say he's still Kenneth. He has not been good.
He's not there yet.
No.
He needs a couple of great games in a row to be Ken.
Yep. My number 4 for waivers was Cole Kmet.
My number 4 was Jeff Wilson. Oh, touched.
Ooh, really good shout.
My number 4 was a tight end. Brady, can you say his name for me, please?
Dulcich.
Nailed it.
That is how we are pronouncing his name now.
I love it.
Number 3,
I had Jaylen Warren. I think that baton, like as crazy as it sounds, like there's a
passing the baton on a second year running back, huh?
I'm just saying, like wow. The season is like as
Last
far as
week,
like the playoffs
on the table. What happened? They had a bye this week, didn't they?
Yes. And so now they play New Orleans week 10. But all I'm saying is that the guy produced the most recent game, and Najee's been really bad, and the Pittsburgh Steelers might want to find out what they have in this running back. That's all I'm saying.
I went with a different backup running back who actually played a lot more than I thought he would, and I'm going with Rashad White. Lenny does not look good.
Romo was raving about him during that game.
He was. That did not play into my decision to put him in my waivers, though.
I'm just saying.
I also had Rashad White at number three.
Let's go.
Number three, I had Greg Dulcich.
The old Dulch.
The old Dulch.
Glad Brady said
it. Number two.
Number two, I had Cole Kmet. I think that flip has switched in Chicago.
We mentioned that this waivers was slim, correct? We're getting that out there.
Oh, geez. Oh.
Can I ask why you have to say that after his name?
Well, I'm saying it for the next person that I'm about to say. For my number two, I'm going for the home run hit. I'm going with Odell Beckham Jr. as my number two. Should be back.
What do you think? I don't know.
But I would want him before I figure out where.
That's fair.
Sorry, Jeremy. He's not going to Green Bay anymore. I still think Minnesota's an option. We just restructured Brian O'Neill's deal. It's a possibility. Thielen looks like he's banged up as well. I would say Buffalo is a fair. Dallas came up today, but like he can come in and have an impact right away.
He's gonna do the Von Miller to Buffalo. I think that makes a lot of sense for them.
And he would be great there.
Of course. Oh yeah.
Number two for me, Hunter Renfro.
Oh, gross. Really?
Let me just paint a picture for you guys. The year
he's on Stash or Trash as well.
The year is 2021. The week is week 10.
Oh, I know what you're doing here.
Let me read you some of Hunter Renfro's numbers from week 10 on. 14, 5, 17.6, 14.7, 22.2, 11.5, 17.1. 14.9.
Question was Devontae Adams there? Yeah, thank you. Wide receiver 7.
Darren Waller was there, wasn't he?
He was almost a Packer too. Well,
I'm just saying that like
waste kicking him while he's down. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, it's not bad. Jeremy, did you give your number two?
Jeff Wilson.
Okay. Number one. Who do we got?
It's gotta be Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Mine is Jeff Wilson.
It's a good though.
I didn't think Justin Fields. I thought he would already be on a roster. But yes, he would be your number one. Jeff Wilson out-snapped or out-shared Raheem Mostert after being there for less than 7 days.
Do you think that that's going to be the? Do you think that's going to be the case rest of the season? That he's going to be the 1A to Raheem Mostert's 1B.
I don't think Raheem's looked that good there. He doesn't look that fast.
That's his thing. His speed, too. So I know. If he doesn't look fast, then we're having problems.
It's still, like, I haven't really thought about this until now, but how crazy is it that the Dolphins paid Chase Edmonds, then sign Raheem?
Who do they pay?
Money Talks.
Money Talks.
Money Talks. Give up on Edmonds after, like, 8 games and then bring in a different
their money
guy
back.
They want their money back.
Oh, that's
everybody give their number one. Oh yeah, you guys
money
want Justin
talked
Fields.
And they lied.
Talking very quietly is what it was.
Stash or trash? We only have 5 on the list. Damien Harris.
Trash.
I put trash. I don't think it's a emphatic trash. I would.
Do you want to add me next time, Bradley? Or
I would take Jeff Wilson over Damien Harris.
And that's the only one. So that's why I'll stay. That's why I'll say stash.
Yeah, I am a trash, but I'm not saying I'm like rushing to drop him.
Kyler, this is how Jeremy always pronounced him. Algier.
Algier.
It's Algier. Algier.
I feel like I've always said Algier.
Just
I'm stashing. He was very efficient in his carries.
I apologize.
I'm stashing all year, apparently.
I'm trashing.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Okay, I'm stashing him as well. James Robinson. Can't stash. Screw that name up.
Stash.
I'll stash him for one more week, but he. Chase Claypool. Newly stash. Acquired Chase Claypool.
Stash.
Trash.
I would
trash. Well. He's got to get integrated into the offense a little bit. Give him some time.
He led to TJ Hockenson.
It's different.
I mean, after like two or three possessions, or maybe two possessions, he had four targets.
Fine, you talked me into a stash.
Hell yeah.
Hunter Renfrow. Trash. This is trash. I don't care if he's number one, number two for Bradley's. It's trash.
I had
stash. Are you guys all trashing?
Yes.
I can't wait to pick him up in waivers.
You can.
I don't got any shares at all. He's on waivers. I'm snagging him.
Okay. Sounds good. Starts of the week. Bradley, you get to start us off this week.
Let me tell you, boys, it was a real, real, real tough start to week 9. Did not have a good week. My computer's loading. Somebody tell me who I picked for my start of the week.
You picked Justin Herbert. He needed to be top 8, and he did not get
terrible. I'm going Jared Goff versus the Chicago Bears.
Top 12?
Yep. Easy.
I like it.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
My start of the week this week was Justin Fields, the QB one of the week.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you, gentlemen. My start of the week this week at the quarterback position is going to be Trevor Lawrence against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, 12. You guys are making this real easy so far.
Yeah, my quarterback start of the week in week 9 was Kirk. Oh, Kurt Dirt. Chain iced out Kirk.
That was the shirt on the plane.
He needed to be top 10. He is currently at 9, so that's a miss. my quarterback start of the week. Call me Josh. I'm going with Justin Fields. He plays Detroit.
It's like top 4. Like the guy. That's a joke. That's a joke. The guy's gonna eat
top
though.
10.
Becker, help me out here. I don't want to be the guy to say a lower number than that, but it's got to be lower, doesn't it?
Bro, your recency bias. Come
nine.
On.
9.
Yeah, everyone has good weeks against the Detroit top. Lions. Just ask Aaron Rodgers.
I'm fine with.
Did not need that.
Really, Bradley?
Just been kicking Becker horrible. This episode.
He said it best. He hasn't had to deal with this for a long time. He gets to sit and swallow it.
100%. 100%. I got to be able to take it. It still hurts, though.
If you need advice on how to be able to deal with that, just message our friend Kevin Harris.
Ask Josh what happens when a ref runs into a safety and see how he deals with it.
My God, I did not handle that well. I really didn't.
Josh, who is your quarterback start of the week?
Speaking of which, my quarterback start of the week this past week was Aaron Rodgers. He needed to be top 10. He did not get there. Tough. My quarterback start of the week this upcoming week is going to be Tua Tagovailoa.
9.
8.
You're holding a grudge, Brady. You're wearing it on your sleeve. It's obvious. I won't have it.
I'm fine with 9.
Really?
The one spot.
I think 8 could have been realistic too. So
yeah,
Josh. Bradley, running back.
Running back start of the week. I went with Raheem Mostert. He was a miss. I'm going Nick Chubb versus the Dolphins.
Dang. He's going in.
Top 5?
5 is fine. Becker.
Yeah, 5.
Does that seem fair, Bradley?
That's what I was hoping for.
Okay. 3
point smash anyway.
He's catching up. He's looking for some 2s.
Oh, that's right.
My running back start of the week was Travis Etienne. Needed to be top 9. He was almost a ding, 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 ding. I thought I was going to
get 2. That'd have been tough for the scoreboard for all of us.
That'd have been tough.
I thought it was going to be 2. So he was RB2 on the week. My running back start of the week this week, I'm chasing it a little bit, but I feel good about it, is Cordell Patterson against Patterson. Against the Carolina Panthers.
Who's the worst at the names?
Now who does he play? We've just gotten in his head now.
Carolina?
Yep.
I would say top 15.
That's the number that came to my head.
That's what it is.
I'm good with that.
Running back. Start of the week for me in week 9 was AJ Dillon. He sucks. he needed to be top 24. He is 24 right now. That is a miss. Running back start of the week, I am going with Bradley's counterpart, and I am going with Kareem Hunt because Nick Chubb is now a top five running back the rest of the year. Plays Miami.
19.
Top
12.
I was going to say 18.
18. Thank you.
All right, so my running back start of the week was Miles Sanders. Need to be top 14. That was a hit. My running back start of the week this upcoming week is going to be Tony Pollard.
Who does he play?
Green Bay.
Four.
Becker, 14. I feel 15. So bad. 15.
15. 15's good.
Right now.
Wide receivers start of the week last week for me was DK Metcalf. Just missed the top 15 mark at this point. He's 16. I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm going to stack with Goff versus the Bears.
Okay.
14.
Give me a break. Good. Are you joking me?
The number that came to my mind was 16.
We'll do 15. Give you a break. What are you talking about?
You guys are still sipping on the first 4 weeks.
He's got that in the bag.
You're trying to sell us on start of the week if he, yeah.
What number were you looking? What number were you hoping for?
Doesn't matter. He's going
to
be one.
Yeah, we don't need to do this for Bradley. Jeremy, who is your wide receiver start of the week?
My wide receiver start of the week from this week was Tyler Lockett. He needed to be top 15. According to what I'm looking at, I think he was 9.
He is 9.
So that's a hit.
Yeah, very much so.
My start of the week this week is Chris Olave versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's tough. 100% was going to be my pick. I feel like 13. I'm going to give them. Yeah, that's fine. I feel 14, actually.
Well, they say 13, so we don't have to listen to Josh.
13.
Thank you. Wide receiver start of the week last week, Chris Olave. Well, he hasn't played yet, so that's a miss. My wide receiver start of the week this week. Don't ask me why. Why? I'm going with DJ Moore versus Atlanta.
Really?
Don't ask me why, I said.
15.
16. I'm happy for you, Brady. Come 16. To my side.
16 it is.
That's it.
Miss. I'm going to put a zero next to that one.
My wide receiver last week, or I'm sorry, this current week was Alan Lazard, and he was a hit. He needed to get 17. He's currently at 8. My wide receiver I'm going to pick this upcoming week is going to be Juju Smith-Schuster against Jacksonville.
17.
13. I'm just kidding. 17's good.
Good with that.
Tight ends.
On to tight ends. So for me, I went with Hayden Hurst. Don't know how he had to be a top 10. He's currently tight end 1 at this point, but that's okay.
he's not going to be. Travis Kelce still has to play.
You're right. I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts as a top 12 tight end versus Carolina. See what 10. I did there? 10? Should be a top 12.
10. I don't like that you're trying to lead the witness.
I'm not,
I didn't like that.
I'm not disrespecting tight end 1 by giving him a top 12 criteria.
Okay.
10's better. Go ahead, J-Bax.
My tight end start of the week was Evan Ingram.
Trash.
He was number 32.
Which is 32 tough. Teams did not play this week.
Tough to do at the tight end position. Honestly, so that was my lone blemish on the week. My tight end start of the week this week, I have to do it, boys.
Dang, what is it?
It's Cole Kmet.
Oh,
you can have him.
10.
4.
9.
9 it is.
Just distraught.
He caught 2 tubs. So Gerald Everett was a miss. He needed to be top nine. Didn't get it done. I'm not letting Josh have it, so I'm going to take it for us, boys. And I'm going with TJ Hockenson versus Buffalo.
Dang it!
Six.
Seven.
Six.
That's tough, Brady.
There was a grudge there. That's okay.
I'm not happy about that in the slightest. Let's just call it what it is.
I knew you were taking him. It wasn't happy.
100%. 100%. My tight end start of the week.
You did that to Kyle Pitts last year.
Got it. My tight end start of the week this week was Dawson Knox. He needed to get top nine, and he did not get there. My tight end start of the week this upcoming week, I'm going to stack with Tua, and that is Gesicki versus Cleveland.
Does Gesicki have a first name?
Mike Gesicki.
Okay.
Michael, nine. If you know him really well.
Yeah, I was going to say nine.
Okay. Our one's got to go. So we were just talking about tight ends. We are doing a quarterback tight end stack. And I would say this is more so, would you guys like to do it for fantasy or regular football? Like just in football standpoint.
Regular.
I was thinking fantasy, but.
Let's do it fantasy.
Fantasy it is. Okay. So the four tight ends and quarterbacks are Kirk and TJ Hockenson, Jimmy G and George Kittle, Justin Fields and Cole Kmet, Justin Herbert and Gerald Everett.
I want to hear what Becker has to say first.
Okay.
I might have an unpopular opinion, but I would boot Jimmy G and Kittle. If I'm going strictly fantasy, I would take the upside with Justin Fields. Those would be my final two. It would be Fields and Kmet and then Kittle and Jimmy G. With how much the tight end position fluctuates, I would take my losses there and then take the upside with Fields.
I'm the exact same way. I would get rid of Jimmy G and Kittle because I think Fields, Herbert, and Kirk are kind of in a similar tier for fantasy. I would say Jimmy G is probably two or three tiers lower than that.
What about you, Josh?
I want to hear what you have to say first.
I'm looking up to see where. Yeah, okay. Justin Herbert and Gerald Everett got to go.
Dang, wow. I had very different opinions. I had Justin Fields and Cole Kmet got to go. I just want to see a little more from them a little bit.
What?
Before.
The recency bias isn't here?
The recency bias is not. They got to go. I actually had Jimmy G and Kittle as my one. And then Justin Herbert, Gerald Everett is my two, and Kirk and Hockenson is my three.
How can you see today and say TJ Hockenson and Kirk are three?
Such a good point.
Gotta ride the wave.
They're so good.
We're gonna be back here next week, and they're gonna suck, but that's okay.
Nope. Because we got TJ Hockenson. TJ Hockenson is gonna be a top five tight end next week. Book it.
Give me Hawks Locks.
Hawks Locks. Is he selling wigs or what?
How long did that take for you to think? Because you instantly got a smirk on your face.
I was in the chamber
for a while.
I've had someone in my ear all week about it. So.
Oh jeez.
All right. Well,
that was the one and only time we're doing it.
No, I like it though. That wraps up this episode of Fourth and a Mile. Thank you so much for joining us. Go deep. We'll see you.